For your Tuesday afternoon, it is Kerry Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, huge interview today.
It's time.
Lion King is the second most popular thing in the world right now. The series
behind
on
Corona.
Netflix.
Yes.
Wait, Lion King Corona. Or Tiger King?
And we've got Simba on the line. Timon and Pumbaa are here.
I've watched more Lion King than I have Tiger King. So quickly get people up to speed. Did you know
that Elton John wrote the music for Lion King?
Stop it. Talk to me about Tiger King. Tell everybody if they haven't seen it.
I didn't know that. It's about a guy, Joe Exotic.
Yep.
It's centered around him, and he runs a zoo for wild big cats. And it's about the whole cat trade underworld, and him and his feud with Carol Baskin, who is a wildlife
advocate.
Yes,
yep.
And this is a chat with his current husband. This is a slight spoiler now. If anyone haven't watched it, Joe Exotic is in jail. No, that's not.
He's
a spoiler.
Had a few husbands. Yeah.
He has had a few husbands,
yep.
Yes. So he had two previously that we see in the show, and then the show ends and he meets Dylan Passage, which is this man that I am just about to chat to, still married while Joe Exotic is in jail. Enjoy. Okay, Dylan.
What's up?
I have to ask the question that everybody's been leaving to the end of their interviews, but I want to lead with it. Where is Carol Baskin's dead husband?
Check the septic tank.
Do you think this information will come out?
I feel like it's a good possibility. I mean, they're the, you know, police force, whatever, their investigations have definitely changed in the past 10 plus years. So, you know, it could be a completely different story now that they have different equipment, different, you know, resources that they can use to investigate her. So, I mean, we'll see what happens, you know.
Can you take me back to the first time you meet Joe? He's got cameras all around him at all times. What did that make you think?
It was weird. I come out of the house and he's like climbing out of the limo with these like film crew. And I'm like, why are these people videoing me? You know, like this, you didn't tell me about this. He's like, oh, they're just filming something for me. I was like, okay, whatever. So I get in the limo and they're like right up in my face. I was like, yo, personal space, it's kind of a big deal. So it was kind of like mind-boggling for sure. Not anything I was ever used to. I felt very awkward initially. But after I talked to the producers a little bit, you know, they explained more of what they were doing, the kind of documentary that they were filming. So, I mean, it was a lot easier after like the first hour. But yeah, definitely a new experience to me.
And obviously, pretty soon, tigers everywhere. Have you ever met a gay man surrounded by so much pussy?
Bro, best question yet. no, I have not. I can honestly answer that. I have not met a gay man surrounded by so much pussy in my life.
And so when those producers explained the documentary to you, what did they say?
They were just, you know, trying to get Joe's life and see know what kind of business he was doing, and you know, they explained that it was like their main focus was like the big cat underworld, which I had no idea about. I had never, you know, Googled Joe. I didn't know anything about him. Sorry if you heard that. People be driving crazy in Miami.
Oh, but, I just thought you ate something dodgy last night.
Shut up. But no, so it was like it was definitely a weird situation for me. I knew nothing about the big cat world, and they were like, oh, this is what we're doing. And I had no idea exactly what Joe did. I knew he had a zoo and he had tigers. So it was all new. And like after the documentary came out, it came to show that they had a different agenda, but everything was portrayed pretty accurate in my opinion.
When you watched the show, was there anything that shocked you or you didn't know?
Yeah. So like Joe's business was Joe's business. I never really cared to know exactly what was going on. My main focus was taking care of my baby animals. And, you know, he had mentioned a couple times that, you know, him and Carol, this lady named Carol Baskin in Tampa, Florida, was, you know, out to get him. And, you know, I didn't know too much about their feud, but after the show came out, I learned so much about why they hated each other. And I learned a lot about, you know, Joe's motives of, you you know, constantly attacking her, but I learned so much about Carol constantly attacking Joe. And it was very mind blowing to see, you know, that was their relationship and about how it came to be.
And did you know all the information about Joe's ex-husbands? Did any of that surprise you?
So Joe was never secretive about his past relationships. You know, I knew he was in the three-way marriage, and at first I was like, that's kind of weird. Would I ever be into that? And then I was like, I could be into that, but I mean, you never know unless that situation is kind of put in front of you.
What's been the most mind-blowing thing that's happened as a result of the documentary, do you think?
I really don't know how to answer. I mean, I've been reached out to like a few like A-list celebrities, which is like mind-blowing because I never would have thought that this would have been like a situation that I would be in.
I've heard the president discussing the idea of a pardon. Does that give you any hope at all?
I mean, yes and no, just because I know Trump's personality. I mean, he can bullshit a lot. And, you know, whenever it was mentioned, he kind of like blew it off as a joke. And then, you know, at the very end of his statement, he was like, yeah, I'll check it out. And then next question. So, I mean, we'll see. But, you know, fingers crossed that it does end up with something good.
You haven't seen Joe since he's been to prison face to face, have you?
No, I have not. So at his previous facility, he was not allowed to have face to face visits. But at this one, he is allowed to in Fort Worth. So, you know, if once he gets out of isolation, his quarantine period, then, you know, I do plan on going to see him.
And he's in isolation, not because he has COVID-19, but because there is a risk of that throughout the system, right?
Yeah. So at his previous facility, there were like multiple cases. And so whenever he got moved, that the new facility just wanted to take safety precautions and just make sure that he didn't have it. So now I think they're just waiting on the test results to get back because he was supposed to be out on Thursday, last Thursday.
Are you excited to see him?
I am excited to see him. I feel like it's going to be weird because I haven't seen him in over a year and a half. It's not going to be, you know, the same as the last time I saw him, which was the day he got arrested.
Yeah. I heard you mention the term conjugal visit in another interview, and I've only ever seen that in the movies. And I wanted to know, what is it like? Do you know how much time you're going to get? And do you just chat or do you just root each other's brains out?
I know that you're allowed to hug. You can't like stay touching for too long. But I'm honestly not too sure on how long of a visit you're allowed to have. But I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to it because I know Joe, you know, he needs to see me in person, you know, to make him feel better. We've seen each other through like the little FaceTime app, kind of. It's called HomeWave, which is for inmates and people on the outside to still see each other. So it's basically like FaceTime. So I know it's going to be very different than that.
Are you excited to see Joe? I was expecting a much more kind of upbeat answer, but obviously a year and a half of a relationship where you haven't seen each other, it must be tough.
I mean, it's definitely, we've had our ups and downs since he's been in jail. You know, Joe's and I's relationship was never like specifically romantic. It was more of a companionship. And like, I love Joe with my whole heart. You know, I am excited to see him, but I honestly don't know how to feel or what to think that I will feel when I do see him, just because a lot of things have happened and, you know, I've learned a lot and I've seen a different side of Joseph. I mean, but yeah, he is in a very dark place and that can bring out the worst in people. But I mean, still while he's been there, he's had his dark times, but he's been super sweet and super supportive and he wants the best for me and like I want the best for him. And like I've said in multiple interviews, I mean, I'm not going anywhere. I'm still going to be here for him no matter what, because he needs that support. And, you know, he's a good person deep down. And, you know, a lot of people didn't get to see that in the documentary just because the producers were trying to show more of his wild side. He's a good guy and he doesn't deserve to be where he is, in my opinion. He was definitely taken advantage of in one of his worst times. You know, he had just recently lost his husband. And, you know, that can definitely take a toll on you. And if someone confronts you with a situation to deal with somebody who has done nothing but try to ruin your life and your reputation, then, yeah, you may make a rash decision. But, you know, in the end, I am excited to see Joe. It's a lot of emotions that I really don't know how to explain, because it's such a complicated situation.
Does he know how famous he's become?
He does. Maybe not to the extent now because he hasn't had any kind of contact with like people or getting letters and stuff since he's been where he is. But the day the show dropped, like the next couple of days, he received hundreds and hundreds of emails, letters. So he knows that people are like on his side or very supportive of him and are like reaching out because they care.
You obviously know a lot more than we do. Is there any vital pieces of information that you feel like we don't know that were left out of the documentary?
Stay tuned. I know that there's things that are going to be brought to light in a matter of time. I can't really speak on that because it's not my place to say. But there's definitely more of Joe's story to be told.
Jeff Lowe is going to get locked up, isn't he?
I mean, it's a good possibility, but we'll see.
Do you think it's fair that Joey's in prison and Jeff Lowe is not?
I do not think that's fair whatsoever because Jeff orchestrated the entire thing. Jeff is just a shady person and, you know, a lot of people know that and that's going to be brought to light as well.
This is a whole underworld that I didn't know about and, as you said before, you didn't know about. Are you scared?
I had no idea, got your... yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know. First time I saw that I know. When I saw that snow leopard in the back of the van, I was like, what?
But that had nothing to do with Joe. That's the thing. That was a completely different situation. That's what made Eric want to get into this kind of thing.
Do you think Joe's attitude to animals has changed?
I know that he like sees and feels the irony of the situation of him locking animals up for so many years, and then now he's the one in the cage. And he said that to me quite a few times. You know, he feels bad and he regrets his decisions. But if he could go back and change them, who knows? That's completely in his mind, and we haven't exactly had that conversation yet.
I can imagine sitting in a cell. Does he want Carol Baskin dead more than ever now?
You know, we've actually had the conversation, and he says that he could never take anybody's life because of the people who care about them. It doesn't matter if they're good, they're bad. They're still going to be somebody who is there rooting for that specific person. And, you know, who feels some kind of love for them. And, you know, Joe has lost multiple people in his life and he wouldn't want to make anybody else feel that way.
Dylan, you're a young man and your husband's in jail. And I worry that you've been thrust into a world that you weren't ready for. Are you happy?
Am I happy? I mean, I'm making the most out of my situation. I wouldn't say I'm happy. I wouldn't say I'm not happy. I'm just kind of living life day to day and taking the hand that is dealt to me.
Because I realize with documentaries, the majority of them go unnoticed. And then some, like this, end up being the biggest thing in the world. And so you've got jerks like me from the other side of the world who want to chat to you and everybody wants to speak to you. I can imagine it's a fairly big life adjustment.
I definitely feel like my life has been invaded. And I mean, I'm not gonna bullshit around that answer or beat around the bush. You know, my life was not supposed to be put in the limelight like this. It was never my intention. It was never anything that I cared to have. And no offense to you, but every interviewer that I've been with is quite invasive in when it comes to my personal life. And I understand why, you know, you want to know the story, but it's honest to God, nobody's business.
Yeah, man, that's absolutely fair enough. And we won't invade for much longer. I do just want to ask you one question on the way out. You mentioned the septic tank. Is there any chance that she fed her husband to the tigers?
I mean, it's a possibility. She mentioned the sardine oil herself, so.
So if I'm a betting man, should I bet on septic tank or tigers?
I feel like that's nothing you should bet on.
Hey, Dylan, thank you for your time, mate. I really appreciate it.
Yes, for sure.
Much love from the other side of the world, mate.
Yep, bye-bye.